presenting Hawk Harrigan, America's Ace of the Airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's Ace of the Airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Gang, let's take a look at our second largest city, Chicago, and see what it's doing to solve air traffic jams. Plans for a new Chicago super airport are all drawn up, waiting for approval by the city's council. After that comes through, all that remains are some minor details to iron out. And then the new modern airport will be under construction. A look at plans for the field shows a central terminal with 10 runways sprouting from it, just like the fingers of two hands. From those runways, 22 million passengers will take off and land each year. At peak air travel time, Chicago's future airport will be able to handle about 230 plane movements every hour, and that's a lot of planes. The plans also show the method of handling trucks and cars, feeding them to a central area through underground passages. In addition, there will be a huge parking lot accommodating almost 7,000 cars. The terminal itself will be huge and modern in design, with escalators to carry passengers up to the ticket and baggage counters. Inside, there will be a theater, restaurants, shops, and other facilities to take care of all the needs of air passengers. There'll be plenty of room for people who just want to watch the planes land and take off. As a matter of fact, 8 million of these spectators can be taken care of annually. The cost of this new airport is now estimated at $75 million, but from the volume of traffic being carried by the scheduled airlines today, it's a pretty safe bet that super airports of this kind will be needed at most key cities across the country within the next 5 years. In just a few minutes, gang, I'll be back with more up-to-date news, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. A trim, streamlined biplane, its engine idling, silently wheels over a long, deep valley in the San Bernardino Mountains of California and glides toward a landing on a narrow, rough airstrip. In the cabin, Hop and Tank peer earthward, searching for two men with whom they have a deadly rendezvous.
I don't see him no place, Hop. Must be somewhere around the transport there. And remember, Tank, don't go off half-cocked. They're armed.
Oh, God, why didn't we bring a gun ourselves?
Where's the flask? I'm lining up with the strip.
Roger. Wheels down. Flaps down.
Thanks. Keep a sharp lookout now. We're going in.
Jockeying the beach craft skillfully and easily, Hop enters the approach for the landing, and Tank continues to watch carefully. But his searching eyes miss two figures crouched in a clump of trees a short distance from the strip. Two figures easily identified as Tex Regan and Joe Bell.
Here comes Joe. Looks like we'll have ourselves some easy shooting.
How'd they know we'd be here?
Harrigan must have figured we'd try to get the horse Sequoia since we didn't get the money from the bank.
Tex, I don't like it. We're being crowded into a corner.
We can fight our way out, partner. Don't you worry none about that. Joe, plane's almost down. Start tracking her with your rifle.
But this is murder,
Tex. Listen, it's them or us now. If we don't get them out of the way, we're heading for a long stretch in the state pen. Feel like rotting away the rest of your life in a cell?
No.
All right. Get them out of the way and we'll catch Sequoia and break for the border. With that horse, we can make ourselves a pile. Heads up. Get a beat on them. And shoot fast and straight. Let's wipe them up once and for all.
Sliding along the barrels of their guns, Tex and Joe wait tensely for Hop and Tank to come in range. Completely unaware of the trap, the boys taxi slowly toward the parked transport.
Still not seeing no sign of them. I'm getting worried. Give the C-47 a good once over. They may be in the cabin.
I don't think so. I've been watching. You going to stop right next to
them? No, I'll cut over between the transport and that clump of trees over there.
Hey, maybe that's...
Jump a jet.
Up, Hank. Sure, that's where they are, behind them trees. Turn around, Hop. Take off.
Go left.
Hang on. What are you doing? We can't stay here. They're ripping us apart.
Not for long.
Hey, what's the matter with us?
We're shooting wild.
You shoot straight with your face full of dirt and stones?
Well, love, but, hey, that's a terrific idea. Your pot plant. Go on. Give her more power. Beat it home good.
Stop shooting.
I bet you buried him.
Come on, how's our chance to nab?
Okay, but watch out for a trick.
Don't worry.
See them? Ah, pilot.
but the kettle.
Yeah. I'll see him though.
Gosh, you don't think you're buried?
No, of course not. Come on, but be ready to duck.
Uh-huh. Funny.
Don't stop, Frank. Keep moving.
Something's going on, and I don't like
it. Keep watching those trees.
We'll be in them in two shakes.
Hey, you see him? Get up.
Well, hold it. It scared me. I thought somebody was shooting at us.
Some of them behind that tree on the left, holding a rifle.
Who was it?
Joe, I think. Stranger isn't shooting.
Well, come on. Maybe we can grab him.
Okay. I wonder where Tex is.
This tree over here.
Careful, Tex.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go drop it. I got you.
Hang on to him.
Drop the Jenny.
What is...
Look at him.
Good luck.
Is he dead?
No, but he can't last long.
What happened?
Isn't it obvious? Tex turned his machine gun on him.
A dirty, rotten murderer. Killing his own partner. He's grown.
Easy, Joe. Easy.
Tex. Tex did it.
Yes, Joe.
Tell us. Six and I.
What's he trying to say?
Hold it.
Tell Miss Dixie I'm awful sorry. I didn't mean to cause her so much trouble. Awful sorry.
It's all over. In spite of what he did to us, I can't help feeling sorry.
Yeah.
Happy landings, fella.
Huh? What about Tex? He must be hanging around someplace close.
You're right. Take Joe's right.
Just what we needed. An equalizer.
Come on.
That thing in these trees here, he must have lit up.
Wait, I think I saw him.
Where?
Ducking around the other side of those rocks.
Good, come on.
We'll be out in the open.
So what? He shows his head over them rocks and I'll blow it off. Step it up.
I'll run on ahead. You cover me.
At the door. Regan's my meat. I'm going to handle him myself.
There he is, over to the left.
Oh, yeah?
Nice shot. He got back.
Too bad I didn't part his hair.
Hey, Harrigan! I'm warning you!
Save your breath, Regan. We're coming after you.
So help me, I'll chop you up in little pieces.
Hey, quick, on the right. I see him.
You don't like sticking his nose out now.
Hey, Tank. See what's coming down the after.
I ain't got time.
That's a herd of wild horses. They're charging right down the strip.
They won't come near us. They're angling off.
How long, Harrigan?
Watch it, Tank.
He's still behind the rocks.
Now! Them wild broncos will do the job for me.
He's shooting at
the herd. He's ending at their feet.
Holy cow, they're turning.
Let's see you try to stop them, fly horse.
Run, Hoff, run. They're coming his way. Too late. We'll never make it.
Their legs momentarily turn to water. Hop and Tank stand and stare with horrified eyes at the ghastly spectacle of more than 100 wild horses, tightly bunched, pounding across the open field straight toward them. Gang, you won't want to miss the climax of today's episode, so stand by. Gang, some figures given out by the Civil Aeronautics Board tell what really is going on in aviation today. In fact, right now, there are about 2,000 non-scheduled operators using planes for more jobs than you can think of. A study of the Civil Aeronautics Board figures shows that the non-scheduled operators run almost 4,500 planes, employing over 8,000 pilots. All of these companies, big or small, must be registered with the CAB. Some of them specialize in carrying freight cross-country. Others are owned by small businessmen who rent them out once in a while. I got a big surprise when I noticed TWA in the list of non-scheduled lines. Although it's one of the principal domestic and overseas scheduled operators, TWA also holds a non-scheduled certificate and uses 20 constellations for this part of their business. Another batch of figures out recently tells about the hundreds of aviation companies in business that do not need CAB certificates. This survey is far from what we'd call complete, but it will give you an idea of how many uses the plane is being put to in these days of the air age. About 175 of these firms specialize in helping out our farmers. Most of them use the air for crop dusting, and the rest for planting seeds. 51 companies are on the job patrolling power lines, and 34 others watch various pipelines. Even the coyotes that roam the west are feeling the sting of air power. The survey shows 155 planes being used for shooting coyotes. All in all, gang, you can see from this report how important the plane is becoming in our everyday life. Aviation is definitely expanding, but it can't expand forever unless there are enough men and women to man and service the planes. So if you want to be a part of America's future in aviation, get ready now. For always remember, America needs
fire!
And now back to our story. Determined to capture Tex Regan and bring him to justice, Hop and Tank were caught out in the open as a band of wild horses thundered down the valley across the airstrip, heading straight for them. The boys tried to run for it, to gain the shelter of a nearby clump of trees. They quickly realized they couldn't make it.
It's no use, Tank. They'll be on top of us in 2 seconds.
Maybe if I popped off the lead horse.
Watch out, there's Sequoia. Look, Sequoia.
Yes, cutting across in front of the herd.
But Jerry, where'd he come from?
Who cares? Look what he's doing.
Holy cow, he's making the lead horse turn off.
Yes, and the rest of the herd is following.
What a horse.
That's it, Sequoia. That's it. Turn him off.
Hey, he's heading them straight for them rocks where Regan pulled up.
Good heavens, Regan's breaking. He's running away.
The stupid jerk.
Now get back, Regan. Get back.
Stay behind them rocks.
He's lost his head completely. Oh
my gosh, Hop. The herd's running straight at him.
I can't look.
They got him.
What do you know? He started this whole mess by kidnapping Sequoia. Now Sequoia himself finished Tex for him.
Sequoia's broken away. He's coming over here.
Hey, he ain't gonna start nothing with us, is he?
No, he knows us. I'm sure it's all right. Hello there, boy. Nice going. Very nice going.
Gosh, that doggone animal's almost human.
I honestly think he is. That's Sequoia. Ready to go back home now? Back to Miss Dixie?
He's nodding his head. Almost like he's saying yes.
As far as I'm concerned, he is saying yes. All right, boy, we'll fly you back. Come on, Tash. I'll take him back in the transport. You follow me on the beach.
Check. But, what about Tex and Joe?
Nothing we can do for them now. We'll call the police and let them handle the rest of it. As far as we're concerned, it's all over.
Amen to that, chum. Amen to that.
With a last look around them, Hop and Tank, leading the wonder horse Sequoia, walked toward the park plains, ready to return to the movie location camp. Both are tired and relieved that the strain of the past few weeks has finally been lifted. But unknown to them, at this very moment, an urgent message is being flashed over the shortwave radio. A message relayed from point to point. A message which vitally concerns them.
General alert from Air Intelligence Command. Find Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker. Urgent. Find Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker. Orders to report for immediate duty. Repeat. General alert from Air Intelligence Command. Find Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker. Urgent. Find Hop Harrigan, all departments. Suspend operations. Concentrate on two men, Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker. Last known address, Lakeville Airport, Lakeville. Imperative they be found immediately. Urgent, repeat, to all departments. Suspend operations.
What do these strange messages mean? Why is it so urgent to find Hop and Tank at once? We'll know soon, gang, so don't fail to listen to our next suspense-packed episode as Hop and Tank are introduced to the weird and puzzling mystery of the Wailing Witches. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.